Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel. I am a human design and relationship coach, 6'2", manifesting generator, and total lover of life. If you want real solutions to real life problems, then you are in the right place. This podcast is dedicated to using human design, ancient teachings, and DNA activation to elevate both your relationship with yourself and the people around you. If you are willing to take action on the practical steps given in this podcast, I promise your life will change for the better. All you have to do is open your heart and mind, step beyond your fear, and activate the courage needed to create a life that you're excited to live. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm so excited you're here, and I just want to remind you, in case you have not joined the party yet, that Evolve Beyond Limits is officially on Patreon. And as a Evolve Beyond Limits patron, you're going to have access to exclusive material, bonus meditations, monthly challenges, a community of like-minded individuals, and even more, whatever we can come up with, that is guaranteed to keep your personal growth journey fun, fulfilling, and just full of surprises. So make sure if you haven't yet that you go on over to Patreon. You can get the app. You can go through the website. We will link it here in the show notes and sign up. You can have a free membership and be access to some things that we will put on there, or you can actually pay less than $7 a month and become a patron and get all the goods. So you can either even directly from there book sessions with me, like whatever it is that you want. It's going to live there on Patreon. So we're super excited about that. And we're really excited about today's episode as well. So today we are going to talk about the difference between internal and external motivation or motivators, and how switching from external to internal will actually collapse time and help you reach your goals even faster. So everybody wants to do that, right? If you're anything like me, you want things to happen and you want them to happen fast. And from my experience, the reality is we're a lot of times focusing on the wrong things, or if we take the label off of it, it's just not the things that keep us moving in the direction that we want to go as quickly as possible. So what are external motivators? Well, this is where most people are operating from. And this is what you would consider like the tangible goal. It's the thing that we can hold in our hand at the end of a process. It's the top of the mountain. It's the result of all the hard work and dedication that you have put in. So example would be a championship ring. You finally hit that financial goal or that milestone that you had. The number of people downloading this podcast, right, could be an external motivator for me. The grade that you're getting on a test, whatever that looks like, these are all external motivators. It's like the result of the process. It's when we get there. But the thing about living our life and only focusing on these external motivators is twofold. Okay. There's a couple of different things that we experience when we only focus on these external motivators. One, we tend to see things through this black and white lens, right? Like we are a very all or nothing species. You either reach it or you don't. You succeed or you fail. There is very little and in our world. And that's exactly what these external motivators would do. It doesn't necessarily take into account everything you learned in the process, or who you've become along the way as you climbed the mountain, or how many lives you've changed while you were on your way there, right? So this can really, really impact your confidence too, because confidence is externally dependent. Actually, in the next episode that we go into, we're going to talk about the difference and confidence and personal power. But confidence is externally dependent. If you hit the goal, your confidence increases. If you don't hit the goal, your confidence decreases, which leads to how you feel about yourself being dependent on something completely outside of yourself. It's dependent on whether you hit the thing or don't. So the second thing that this really brings up is you're always chasing fulfillment and happiness and believing that it is somewhere in the future. Only to get to the end of the goal, to reach the goal, to get the result, to finally hit the milestone that you have been trying to hit, to graduate, to, you know, whatever it was. I remember feeling this way when I went to nursing school. I was like, oh my gosh, I finally did it, right? Only to realize that maybe you're no more fulfilled or happy than you were before you started, or you feel a slight, you let yourself celebrate for 5 seconds, and then the next thing you know, you are back to, okay, what's next? And why do we do that? Because your definition of success was dependent on whether the end result went the way you wanted to or not. And not realizing that true success was in how you showed up day after day after day and who you became along the way and how many lives you impacted and how many people you inspired. There's all of these other factors that determine success, not in whether or not you reach the goal. You know, they talk about this in sports, and it's kind of like if, you know, if a team, and I'm talking about the Lions right now just because we're actually in the playoffs and it's so exciting. But let's just say that a team doesn't win the Super Bowl, right? Let's take the Lions as an example for right now because this is where we're at. I don't know where we'll be once this podcast is out. But if the Lions don't reach the Super Bowl, does that mean that they failed? Does it mean that the rest of the season, making it into the championship, doesn't matter? None of it mattered? Does it mean that the way that people have rallied behind the Lions, the fact that somebody who is 89 years old and been waiting for this moment, has been a season ticket holder for so many years, the joy that this run has brought him, the way that this run has brought the city together, the way that that has rippled into people talking about it everywhere, and the culture and the things that the Lions are experiencing and they're bringing out, and they're literally, they show up to every game and it's inspiring. Does it mean that none of it mattered unless they win the Super Bowl? Does all of that just disappear? Does that just go away? If we're looking at it through this external lens, then we might say yes. And that's really sad, because why would we not look at all of the things that we did and the commitment and the way that we showed up every single day and how we have, like, who we've become and what we've overcome and what we have learned? Shouldn't that matter, or does none of that matter unless we reach the goal? Unless we make it to the top of the mountain. And most people are stuck in this cycle. And if you're anything like I used to be, then when this happens, you just set another goal, hoping this is the one that will finally fulfill you. Just to stay stuck in this same loop of disappointment and frustration. Because instead of focusing on who I've become and what has happened, I'm focusing on what was left on the table, right? And so this leaves us wondering and searching for the meaning in our life when it just seems like we keep coming up short. Right? I was actually talking to my husband this morning about the essence of 75 hard, and we have very differing opinions on 75 hard. He thinks that it can be a great tool because it at least gets people doing something, right? Like if you work out one day a week or one day and you were working out zero, then that challenge positively benefited you. And I agree with that. Unfortunately, the way that we function and that most people function is that they don't see what they've done. They see what they haven't done. And so what I see people do is they begin a challenge like 75 hard, which is obviously difficult and hard. And there's a lot of things that that you have to accomplish in a day. And they don't go, oh my gosh, you know what? I read 10 pages of my personal development book. I got in one workout when I used to get in zero. I drank all the water that I needed to drink today. I ate more vegetables than I've ever eaten before. We don't do that. They go, oh, look it. I didn't get my second workout in. I didn't do this. I didn't do this. You know what? Screw it. I knew I wasn't good enough to do this. It almost like perpetuates this problem or like whatever story you have about yourself that you can't do it. That's the story that you're going to fall back to. Right? And so it's like, you're not celebrating who you've become and the new things that you've learned how to do and all of that. You're like, well, I didn't hit the goal. I didn't hit all 10 things that I was supposed to do. So clearly I'm a failure. And then we give up and we don't keep trucking. And then what good does that do anybody? And a lot of times we start to see this in middle age. Maybe you've done everything you set out to accomplish and you still feel like something is missing. Like you graduated from college, you have the house, you're married, you have kids, you have a good job. Right? And then, but still something's missing. Something doesn't feel right. So how do we shift this? How do we shift it? We start focusing on something called an internal motivator. We go inward, right? If your life is dedicated to enhancing the well-being of others and impacting every person that you come into contact with in a positive way, then our life can never lose meaning. If that's how we show up. If we show up every day dedicated to being the absolute best version of ourselves, to challenging ourselves and enhancing the well-being of others and impacting the people around us in a positive way, then how could you ever get through a day and be like, man, that day didn't mean anything? We get so focused on the tangible thing when in reality, your purpose in this life, the thing that is going to give you the most meaning in this life, can't be quantified. It can't be measured because it's the intangible and the invisible impact that you have on the world by showing up daily in a way that gives you and the people around you a feeling of power and worthiness and like you matter. That is what's going to make the biggest difference. So one question that you can ask to really get to the point of this is, what do you hope people say about you at your funeral? And not because they have to, because you're dead and you have to be nice, right? But what do they say because it was the truth of who you showed up as day in and day out? What do you want people to say about you? I think another question here is the people closest to you, would they say the same thing as maybe people who aren't as close to you? Because we tend to show up differently to the people we love the most. Sometimes they get the worst of us. Right? And the people who are an arm's length away see the best of us. And then there's this disconnect about who you really are. Can you show up the same way for everybody? More than that? Can you show up that way for yourself? Because it's exhausting to try to turn it off and on, right? It really doesn't matter how much money you make or what you accomplish if you were a total dick on the way there. It doesn't matter how much money you have if you don't utilize that money and do good in the world. If you were more than willing to tear people down and look down upon people on your way there, then what was the point? It doesn't really matter how much weight you lose and what your body looks like if you aren't happy and nobody wants to be around you. And you don't want to be around you. So these internal motivators, they aren't really measurable by the outside world. You can't put them on a spreadsheet or touch them. It's determined day in and day out by a feeling. A feeling within yourself by choosing the meaning behind how you are going to show up for that day and the feeling people have when they are around you. It can 100% be felt, but it's hard to measure, which is because there is no way of measuring how far a single ripple can go. You have no idea how much giving a compliment to a stranger will change their day. Maybe they were feeling unseen in their life and ready to give up on it altogether, and your simple gesture could have impacted the course of their life, not just their day. You have no idea how sending someone a song that reminded you of them will change their day and how many people they will positively impact along the way and how many people those people will impact positively along the day. It can't be measured because it's something that keeps on giving. Just like us showing up in the opposite way, angry at the world, resentful, fearful. That's also a ripple that you can't measure. You don't know how that is going to impact and how many people you're going to actually impact with that. So you have to choose. And you can only choose that internally. Only you know if you showed up and gave it your all that day, which means you might not get recognized or validated for it. It might be the things that nobody sees, but at least you know. You know that you showed up as the best version that you had that day. You see, we've tried to define purpose and meaning in our life by what we can put on a piece of paper, with how much money is in our bank account, with how many boxes we have checked off the list that day, by what can be defined and measured. And those external motivators can bring you a temporary satisfaction, but they will never bring you the kind of joy that focusing on the internal and how we show up in the world will bring you. Joy is found through the intangible, the things that can't be measured, the moments that happen when you aren't trying to get something in return. And I want to be really clear that the external motivators are fine. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having goals. We want to have goals in our life. If there is no vision of where you are going, then you're going to be floundering. And you're not going to use the gifts that you've been given to their fullest capacity. We need those. But when you focus on just the goal is when things get dicey. When you focus only on the external motivators, this is when things get dicey because you put blinders on. You start trying to force things to happen. You think that you just need to work a little bit harder. And so even if you do reach the goal, you're completely burnt out by the time you get there. The goal isn't the problem. The focus or the intention is the problem. The fact that that is your main focus is the issue. You end up creating a lot of your own suffering in this cycle. A lot of frustration happens in this cycle. A lot of disappointment happens in this cycle. A lot of exhaustion happens in this cycle. We have to understand that the goals that we set should actually be the side effect of focusing on your internal motivator. Because that internal motivator is like the flame within you that never runs out. You are driven not by what you are going to get, but by who you are. It's a momentum or motivation that actually builds upon itself. The more you focus on it, the more you show up in that way, the more fuel is added to that fire and the more energy you have and the easier things become. This type of living ends up giving you a power that is not reliant on anything outside of yourself. So while external focus will eventually burn out, that external motivation will eventually burn out. Your internal flame will burn eternally. So, some questions that I want you to ask as you've listened to this podcast, and I don't know what you've taken from this, but I have some journaling prompts for you. We will drop these in Patreon so that you have them. Is how can you focus more on making a positive impact on the lives of others? How could you show up? How are you going to show up today with that being the focus? You know, if I did this podcast because, and it was dependent on how many people listened and how much recognition I got and how many downloads were coming, I would have stopped showing up a long time ago. But I don't, because I love it. And I know that if one word I say impacts one person in a positive way, that that's a ripple that I may never see, but I can feel it. Right? So how are you going to show up? Who do you want to be? What is going to keep that flame burning within you? What can you do that's not dependent on what other people see, but dependent on who you know you are? That shift can make all the difference in the world. So get after it. Get after it. I want to hear your answers. I want to hear what you are feeling from this. I want you to share it with me on Patreon. You can leave comments. Like I said, we'll drop those journaling prompts in there. I'm sure that we will have a meditation that you can dive into. But who are you going to be this week? It doesn't mean that you are going to get it perfect every minute of every day, but can we take a massive step forward by becoming aware of it and allowing that to be your guiding light? Make that commitment. All right, that is all I have for you this week. So don't forget, walk your talk, speak your truth, choose courage over comfort, and always evolve beyond limits.